A group of local residents from the Tockwith area and their families have lived there for 39 years. But in the area that they want to continue to raise their children and live their lives, climbing the property ladder or indeed getting on it in the first place can be pretty difficult. Resident Simon Bai explains some of the struggle.
Well, I guess it's because our generation, which is quite common across the whole of the UK, is just stuck in this rental market, not being able to save up a big enough deposit, then being priced out of places like this village. It just becomes too expensive for us to move back to. It's not pleasant, you know. You want to live in a nice house, so you pay a high amount of rent, which means you can't then save up a deposit for an actual house. So you end up either with the choice of having to go back and live with your parents, which they may not be too happy about, or you just go into a cheaper area, say in Leeds, and try and save up. But then the sort of size of deposits you need to move back, you're looking at years, you know, 10 years to save up a deposit if you want to actually have a life as well.
But in an unusual turn of events, the family have had some good news and have been granted permission to build their own homes.
So we've just got outline planning for 5 plots, and we're going to have a house each, and then we're using 2 of the semi-detached houses, which we're hoping to sell to local people in a similar position to us at a fair cost, and to fund the rest of the bill because of highways. And then we get to design our own houses, which is very nice, to how we want them, which means, well, we can have a lovely home together, really. It's a lot cheaper to build a house, certainly in Tockwith as well, particularly with the 2 semis we're selling. They can fund the highways and the actual build of the houses. Yeah, just cheaper, and well, the only way we could really do it, to be honest.
The development on Kendall Lane in Tockwith now means that all 3 siblings in the Bai family can move back to the community.
The wider community of Tockwith really knew we were applying for this planning permission because it's quite a good community there. And so everyone's just really happy for us. There was quite a lot of support, which is very nice, from people of all sort of ages, and a lot of people that have been in the village for quite a while and known us for all the time we've been there. So everyone's just really pleased for us, which is great.
In a Prime Minister's speech in October 2015, David Cameron encouraged this type of development in order to boost house building and home ownership. But Simon understands it's not a viable option for everyone.
I think it's a risky route to go down. We were fortunate to sort of inherit the land, but you may not get planning permission and then you've just spent all your deposit money on a piece of land. So it depends, really. You'd have to gauge whether you'd get planning or not. I think you're better off going down the route of the government building more houses for people like us. I know it's difficult, certainly around here with all the rural areas, and nobody wants to change their village, really. But it has to progress at some point, and there has to be more homes for people, really.
But if you are fortunate enough to own some land already, Kate Broadbank, who's a property consultant from Carter Jonas, says it could be a good option to try and take matters into your own hands.
No, I mean, there's a good opportunity at the moment to, if you own a plot of land on the edge of a village or a town, to look at whether it could be used for a residential development, which would help provide houses in the local area and help people like the buyers to get on the property ladder. There's a real sort of opportunity really now, while the council are going through their development plan process, for sites to be put forward for consideration, and that's what we would do at Carter Jonas. We would provide advice on strategy, manage the process for people, and really aim to take the stress out of the planning process. I think there's a lack of houses that people can afford, not necessarily affordable housing as well. And I think if you are in a position like the buyers where you own your land, then that is such a great way to use it to your advantage and to provide yourself with your own homes.
So with a few plans in place, how far from moving in are the Bai family?
We're now in the stage where we have to, just because we've got outline planning, we have to do the final designs. So we employ an architect to get them to do the designs, and Harriet Council have to approve the houses so it suits the actual village. And then after that, we will see, really, I guess. Hopefully sometime next year, but we're not sure because we've never done it before. It could be. We don't really know the timescales.